With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A lot of people will be watching very closely Wednesday as President Trump's power to impose tariffs goes before the Supreme Court in a huge test. Challengers contend the president is illegally using an emergency law to claim limitless tariff power, but the administration says the law gives the president the power to regulate importation, and that includes all tariffs. Seven people have been killed, 11 injured, when a UPS plane crashed in Louisville, Kentucky, as it was departing for a flight to Honolulu. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy predicted there would be chaos in the skies. Bill Alexander reports.
Duffy says it could be as early as next week if the government shutdown drags on and air traffic controllers miss a second paycheck. There have already been numerous delays at airports across the country, sometimes hours long, because the Federal Aviation Administration slows down or stops traffic temporarily anytime it is short on controllers. Last weekend saw some of the worst staff shortages since the shutdown.
Zoran Mondani has been elected mayor of New York City. He's defeated Andrew Cuomo and Curtis Sliwa. A couple of gubernatorial races, both won by Democrats Tuesday. Abigail Spanberger in Virginia and Mikey Sherrill in New Jersey. And in California, voters there have approved a plan. It would overhaul the state's congressional district boundaries, better known as remapping. The tributes are coming in for former president, vice president, rather, Dick Cheney. He has died at the age of 84. Mr. Cheney had battled a number of medical issues. This is SRN News. A new ranking of pro-life states.
It comes from Americans United for Life, and it carries a lot of weight now that Roe versus Wade is gone and abortion is truly a state-by-state matter. Coming in number one as the most pro-life state in the union is Arkansas. Louisiana is in the number two spot, followed by Indiana, Oklahoma, and Mississippi. Rounding out the top 10 most pro-life states are South Dakota, Arizona, Kentucky, Idaho, and Tennessee. The least pro-life state is Oregon.
Correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. It is now official. Barcelona's Sagrada Basilica is the world's tallest church now that a part of its central tower has been lifted into place. It rises 534 feet above the city. The central tower of Jesus Christ that is rising from the top of the church will actually reach then later 564 feet. This is SRN News. A new partnership between AI infrastructure startup Lambda and Microsoft. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
The multi-billion dollar deal means Lambda will now be providing NVIDIA-powered GPU clusters to Microsoft. The clusters will underpin Microsoft's Azure AI services, supporting applications like autonomous driving, biotech computing, and enterprise AI. The collaboration highlights how hyperscalers are teaming more deeply with hardware-focused startups to meet surging AI demand. Bob Agner reporting.
In a British court earlier Tuesday, Stability AI has prevailed against Getty Images. That in a battle over intellectual property. Now, the judge's decision shows Getty barely winning its trademark infringement argument, but losing a copyright claim. Now, Getty says the ruling is significant wins for intellectual property owners. More details, srnnews.com.